Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Welcome, Mama, to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, finally a podcast dedicated just to the mental and emotional world of us postpartum women. I am your friend, fellow mama, and postpartum life coach, Lizzie Langston. After intense birth trauma, delivering my first child, and really scary mental health crises following the birth of my second and third baby, I set off on a six-year journey to understand postpartum mental health from the inside out. On this podcast, I bring you, as a mom of four and a certified postpartum life coach, the tools you need to avoid mental health crashes, to get out of the postpartum rut, and to embrace a vivacious motherhood that you love from the inside out. Let's get you feeling like yourself again, mama, and welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the Postpartum Coach Podcast. It's Lizzie here in my beautiful home office. This is my dog, Otto. If you're on YouTube, you can see here he is with his little white socked paws. He's a German short-haired pointer. And I am your postpartum life coach and mentor and friend and fellow mom of four kids. And we're here today to talk about what not to do if you are a loved one of a postpartum mom. Listen, I have been a loved one of a postpartum mom, and I also am a loved one of many postpartum moms because I serve postpartum women. So if you love a postpartum woman right now and you're concerned about them, or you're preparing to be a loved one and a supportive person inside the inner circle of a mom near you, I just want you to know that I am so grateful to you. We, as a community of moms, could not do the whole childbirthing thing without you. And we need you and we love you and thank you. Thank you for contributing to the birth circle, to helping women feel comfortable, safe, and supported. This is something that's completely overlooked by the systems of our society, but the people are not overlooking it. And we need you. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, with that, if you want to be a really helpful helper, there are actually some nuances to being a helper or a supportive person in a postpartum woman's life that can be kind of tricky. So the closest thing I can think of is maybe buying somebody a birthday gift, right? There's so many different types of ways to give gifts. You can, and I have been historically, you can just ask my husband, I buy him gifts that I want to buy him. So the gift giving is actually about me. And it's about how fun it is for me to buy him the thing that I love to buy. And it's not as much about what is it that he would really want that maybe isn't as fun for me to buy, or I don't even agree with him having it, but he would love it, right? It's about him. And so, you know, what kind of a gift giver have you been? And that's a good indicator of how you might approach being a postpartum caregiver. And so this episode is in no way to shame you or to be like, you're not good enough, but rather to show you an inside look at some of the nuance of really being there in a healthy, real, true supportive way for a postpartum woman. And hold on, my kids are coming in to say hi to me.
Hi! Who are you? It's like, man, come here. And then I put my hand in my ear.
You have to come on and say hi.
Oh, I'm pouring.
This is my podcast. So My daughter Rosie's here. Rosie, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Rosie. What did you do at school today?
I sent a letter to my friends.
Oh, you get to write like a note behind the teacher's locker. And then
we're allowed to.
Okay.
Yeah, they let us. And then so we had this thing that we did for like a year, and I finished it.
What was it?
It was like a packet, and we had these like reading buddies, like that tall. We had reading buddies. It's a thing like,
wow.
They're from another classroom. They come and help us read, and I finished it.
Good job.
We answer the questions, and then we have to write it, and then I finished it.
Oh my gosh. How do you feel about it?
Good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Feels good to work on things for a long time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then finish them. Mm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I'm going to do that with the podcast now, so I'll come in and see you in a minute.
Can I do your phone?
Yeah. It's right there. What are you going to do on it? Okay. Just be.
When that goes off, I need my phone. Because seriously, bring it to me when that goes off.
Okay, love you. Okay, so, yeah. So, like I said, today I'm going to be going over some of the inside nuances. I have had four children, so I've been postpartum four times. And a lot of those of you who are helpers to postpartum women might even be mothers yourself. And so you know what it's like. And also, each generation is different and it might have been a while. And so it's just good to brush up. So with so much love and gratitude for you, thank you. Whether you're a partner, grandmother, grandfather, anybody, best friend, thank you in advance. And here are some ways you can help the mama in your life. Woo. Okay. Number one, support how she wants to feed. And if you disagree with how she wants to feed, you can still support how she wants to feed. That means bottle feed, breastfeed. That's what I'm talking about. Support how she wants to do it. If you see her getting really burnt out and really low sleep, and you really think she should just bottle feed and give up breastfeeding, but she doesn't want to and she keeps trying it, support how she wants to feed. That means it's between her and her medical professional as to how much, you know, making sure the baby's getting enough milk, that's the pediatrician, and the OB or her midwife can counsel her on how she should feed or not. If you have wisdom, share the wisdom. You can share your opinion of what you think might be best for her, but that doesn't also need to be criticizing or, attacking. That's kind of a strong word, but you know what I mean? Like trying to undermine how she's trying to feed. And with this, if you are ever in charge of the baby and the mama gives you special feeding instructions, first of all, ask, hey, are there any special feeding instructions? Is there anything you don't want me to do? If she says, please do not give the baby a bottle, or if you give the baby a bottle of my pumped breast milk, please, you know, do this type of feeding and hold it this way, right? If she's trying to keep a baby breastfed, but then somebody's giving the baby a bottle, sometimes babies can get attached to bottles and it can undermine the breastfeeding. And so make sure that you are, I know like she's probably not paying you if you're friends and family, but try your best within what is reasonable for you, right? To support how she wants to feed. It's period. Okay. So that's the first one. Number two, what you can do if you're really worried about her and she doesn't seem to be doing it how you think she should, because it's okay for you to have opinions, is be the person that connects her to resources. Lactation consultants are people who are specifically trained to help moms breastfeed. And if she's struggling with breastfeeding, that's just one example of something she could be struggling with. But there are other types of professionals out there. So you can be the person to bridge the gap between her and the greater community that's there to help her and all of the resources that are out there by sending things her way. And you can do that without pressure or judgment or urgency, like you should do this. You can just send them to her and just let them be in her realm. And that includes fun little gifts and memes and things to kind of brighten up her day. So texting is a very great medium to support new moms since they need so much alone time or private time, and visitors can be sort of a bombardment if they aren't planned on. So sending her resources without pressure is a great way to connect her with professionals. And on that note, my daughter, my fourth baby I just had not that long ago, needed, she had a lot of tenseness when she was eating. She ended up needing an oral surgery, and we did body work with a pediatric chiropractor as well as a craniosacral therapist. Those helped immensely, and those things are often not covered by insurance. And so if you're in a place to financially help her get some resources that are not covered by insurance, that would be a great way to help her too. To let her know that you're happy to support her in that way, if you are. And if not, that's okay too. Okay, number three, if you're really close to her and you love her so much and the type of relationship you guys have is one where you tend to just like, just say things, and normally that's fine, you may find that it's not fine when she's postpartum, that she's a lot more sensitive and fragile emotionally. And I don't mean that as a criticism of her. And so just be a little bit more careful or mindful of the opinions you share, the word should, you know, things where you're trying to influence or change or anything, the way she's doing things. Just be more mindful, because especially if it's her first, she might feel really insecure or not confident, and you just want her to know how much you support her. That's what she wants to feel, is support. Okay. And so the number three is have someone for you to talk through your emotions about. Maybe it's a girlfriend, maybe you have a life coach or a therapist, so that you're not just dumping emotions on new mom. Not to say that I think you would do that, but you know, sometimes it can be really emotional. You can be very nervous, concerned, worried about her. So have somebody for you to talk to that's supportive for you, so that you can just show up as support for mama.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Number four. Text before dropping by. Even if you're just going to be knocking on the door and dropping something off, and you're if you're going to leave it on the front porch, then you don't need to text. That's fine. But if you're going to be knocking on the door at all, and especially if you're going to be entering the home to bring, you know, bring a meal in and put it on the kitchen counter or something, definitely coordinate with the new family. It's ideal if you have her partner's phone number, if she is partnered, it's ideal to then text her partner so that she doesn't need to be coordinating minutia. Like, her partner can take the mental load of that because she's got enough on her plate. So if you have her partner's phone number, that would be ideal. But if you don't, even giving her a couple days notice, because sometimes she doesn't look at her phone very much, especially in the first 6 weeks. So be really patient about that, and see if you can get a hold of her partner for coordinating meal drop-offs or anything drop-off if you're going to be knocking on the door or going inside. Okay, number five, meals. If you're going to make a meal, if she's breastfeeding, then definitely ask for meal preferences. If she's bottle feeding, this doesn't become as important, although it still can be if she has some dietary things that are different. But if she is trying to breastfeed, meals postpartum are really actually a factor. And so it's so strange, because when we think about somebody bringing food, I'm personally like, oh, I'd be grateful for anything you want to bring. Just bring whatever. I'm up for all of it. But unfortunately, when she's breastfeeding, there could be spicy things you want to try to avoid. Dairy can be a thing you want to maybe try avoid. A lot of raw vegetables can make baby gassy. And so you could do a little bit of research, but more than anything, also just asking the mom if there's anything she knows she's trying to avoid. Okay. If you agree on a time to drop off the meal, try to stick to that time. Don't say 5 o'clock and then show up at six, because she is probably making an effort to be dressed and presentable when you come to the door, or at least her partner is. And it's just such a time where, if you've never been postpartum before, it basically is like, you know, when you're sick and you just want to be grungy in your sweats and eat in front of the TV and you don't look nice. Some moms don't do it that way, but a lot of moms just want to be in their jammies or a robe, because they're constantly, if they're breastfeeding, they're constantly whipping out their breasts, you know, and so they just don't want tons of clothes on. So just be aware of that and try to stick to the window of time that you have set. Okay, number six. Remember that firsts belong to mama. So you're excited, you want to help, but the baby's first bath or the baby's first haircut, these are things that before you do them, ask the mama if she wants you to do them or if she would like you to reserve that for her. Baby's firsts are very sentimental and special, and she may want to give that special moment to you, and she may love sharing that with you, and she may not. So if you're going to do something for the baby that is a first, ask mom before you do. Number seven, social media, posting on social media, especially if you're a grandparent or a relative of some kind or a bestie and you're excited to share, wait until you're invited to share or ask permission before you share. Nothing is worse than a pride, you know, a mom that has worked so hard to grow this baby and birth this baby gets on to share and somebody's already shared about her own baby. It's just not common courtesy for social media. So make sure you get permission, specifically even permission on the photos that you share, especially if they are mom in the hospital and she, you know, any sort of nakedness or any sort of skin or any sort of mom doesn't have makeup on, you ask mom and her partner if these are okay to share, okay? Number eight, I think you would do this naturally because you're all wonderful people, but remember to be really, really independent if you are a guest in her home. Take care of your own needs. Like before you go into the home, if you're going to be staying in the home of the postpartum family, pack your own coffee, pack your own shower stuff. Don't get there and be like, hey, do you have this? Hey, do you have this? Oh, did you have this? Just don't expect anything. If they have it, great. But chances are, and let them know, by the way, let them know that they don't need to go to the store and stock up the guest bedroom. Like that's the last thing they should be thinking about. They need to be focusing on their family, their bodies, this baby, and they're going to have appointments and all the things. So be really independent and bring everything you need so that you can just show up and help. Number nine, just don't assume, like if you want to go on an outing because you have all this energy, remember, and if you never have had a baby, then maybe you can't remember, but it's chances are that mama is pretty low energy. And even if she's not, she might be by the time, you know, you're halfway into an outing, if it's a longer outing. So if you do outings, keep them short and close to home. Because you never know if the baby starts crying and she can't figure out why, and then she's freaking out in public and now she feels ashamed and embarrassed. And if she has a 30-minute drive to get home and the baby doesn't like the car seat, right? Stay close to home in the first couple months postpartum. I would say up until like month three, stay close to home and shorter outings. And then also if she needs to cancel an outing, you know, don't be offended, be flexible, because she's still trying to figure out how to work this baby. Even if she's been a mom before, every baby's so different. Her body's different, et cetera. Okay. And then number nine, that I was just talking to a client who's postpartum, and she still to this day remembers her mom and sister taking her out on a pedicure and manicure outing, and how nice it felt to get out and someone else took the baby. I think her partner took the baby, and it was just maybe an hour, but it did help her feel like, okay, life's going to get normal again. It was just a little piece of a normal life moment. So it doesn't need to be like a big fun outing. Even just little moments that are her normal life before she had baby, that's actually what's really comforting to mama, is that she can start to feel a sense of normalcy returning. So it might feel mundane to you, but that's actually what she's craving, is to feel and sense normalcy, since so much in her world has kind of changed. Okay, and then number 10, don't be offended if she... I already said that. Sorry. And then number 10, just in general, support her fluid schedule right now. I kind of already said number 10. So number 10, I actually said with number 9, but here's what I'm going to change number 10. Okay. And then number 10, this is just a list of gifts that you could give her if you're not available to be there in person, but you still want to support her. Okay. So slippers and or a robe, even though those are very personal things, you could also give her a gift card. But if you want to take a risk and, or maybe you know that they're very high quality slippers, or they have a lot of good reviews on postpartum type websites, slippers and robe, baby food, whether it's formula, if she's using formula, and definitely ask what kind of formula she wants. There's no point in buying a big bunch of formula if it's not what she uses, because she probably won't even use it. It's one of those, you know, changing formulas can be a lot for baby's tummy. So making sure you check with her and get the type of food she wants or needs, and then you can get that. You can get her meals dropped off, whether through something like DoorDash, getting her a DoorDash gift card to be able to order meals for herself when she wants to and whatever meals she wants to. So the best kind of gifts are going to be ones that, if you aren't positive that she loves, let's say In-N-Out Burger, for example, you don't exactly know what kind of food she's going to crave or want. Gift cards are so great, because having babies these days is expensive and it all adds up. And some of these niceties, like ordering food on demand or going out and getting a pedicure, are things that she would love to do and yet might need to go on the back burner financially because baby formula or appointments that are out of pocket because insurance doesn't cover a pediatric chiropractor or craniosacral therapist, for example, right? And so gift cards are so great. So food plans, HelloFresh, you know, you could give her a HelloFresh gift card. She can pick a few meals to be brought into her home. Something that's on the higher end is if you're in a financial position and you really want to support, helping her pay for a postpartum doula, especially if you really wanted to be there in person, but for whatever reason, maybe you got sick or you had something come up. A postpartum doula, you know, could cost anywhere from $800 to $1,200 for a substantial amount of hours. And it's a woman who is full-time. She's an expert in postpartum and she knows how to really care for a postpartum woman and a new baby. My membership. So I have a membership called Postpartum Freedom, and it's a mental health support and also mama community support. And we do live group coaching. There is a curriculum and stuff like that. And so you can go to lizzielangston.com/community and you could gift her the membership. Just remember to put her email address. Whoever's going to actually be participating, make sure you use their email when you do the purchase, even if you use your credit card. But gifting her maybe 3 months, for example, or a year in the membership could be an amazing support to her mental health. And then don't be afraid to ask her, what do you still need? You know, maybe she had a baby shower and she got a bunch of stuff, but hey, did you notice any holes in what you got? Is there anything you still need? And you can even feel free to share a budget with her. Say, I'm planning on spending around $40. And what do you want that's around $40? Would you prefer a gift card? Was that easier for you? Or is there something you'd love for me to buy you? I actually had my stepmom do that. She wanted to spend about $100. She asked what I needed. I said a baby bouncer. I really want one, but I didn't register for one. It's kind of a nicety. She's getting a little bit more mobile now. I think she would love it. She's like, okay, here's an Amazon gift card, $100. Pick one out. It was so great. A couple other things you can do. These are just ideas. If she has a dog or a pet of any kind, offering to take the pet or take the dog on a walk, hiring somebody, or you can be this somebody to do laundry, pick up and drop off. So she just gives you her dirty clothes. reassure her that you don't care about dirty underwear, that you just want to help her. It's totally fine, right? House cleaning. Some moms might feel like that's intrusive. They might not love it. Other moms might. So that is an idea, but every mom's different. Taking her older kids on a fun outing. Just make sure that, you know, they're not around sick people, bringing sickness home to baby. If you are sick, please wear a mask if you're around baby. Please avoid being around baby if you're sick. I know it's so sad for the grandmas, but we don't want to get baby sick when she's so little. And then postpartum massages. There are massage therapists that can specialize in postpartum and even C-sections and stuff like that. Okay, I hope that those ideas got your juices flowing and inspiring you. And I just want you to know that moms couldn't do this whole postpartum thing without you. You are so needed, so important, so vital. If you want more information about how the mama in your life or you could get more resources from me, you can go to lizzielangston.com/workwithme, and you'll see all of the resources I have. Thank you for being on the Postpartum Coach Podcast. If this was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a written review on Apple Podcasts. That helps the podcast be shared with more people. And we will see you right here next week. Thanks, guys. Mama, friend, sister, hi, it's Lizzie. I am so grateful that you chose my podcast today. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I want you to know that I have more help for you, more hands-on help to uplift you and support you, including a free text message series, as well as a popular free mini course moms love. It's called Get Out of the Postpartum Rut. I also have a coaching membership community for postpartum moms. You can check out all of these at lizzielangston.com/workwithme. That's Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, Langston, LANGSTON.com/workwithme. I'd be honored if you checked out any of my stuff. And thank you again for listening. You are stronger than you know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.